Hi students, today we shall speak on chapter 8, Training and Career Management in Hospitality. Objectives of this chapter is to understand the techniques of career planning, the importance of succession planning, to study the types and merits of orientation programs, the importance of counseling of to staff at different levels. The objectives of training to bring about positive change in the attitude of hospitality staff. The importance of using the right training method for the groups to be trained. The evaluation and feedback is necessary for every training program. Structure, importance of career and succession planning. Objectives of career planning, introduction to orientation, employee counseling in hospitality. The training process, importance and benefits of training, types of training programs, training and development methods, evaluation in training. Training for different positions in hospitality. In hospitality, all the employees cannot have one type of training. Since the job functions of each department is different, the employees selected for that department have to have particular type of training to carry out the job functions for that department. Front office staff will be trained differently from food production staff. Food production staff will be trained differently from housekeeping staff. The different training programs will be according to the department and the job functions, the duties and responsibilities that they have to take. Importance of career and succession planning. Career planning is an integral part of manpower planning. An inventory of manpower resources. Change in functions and activities. Career planning is an integrated part of manpower planning. When we say manpower planning, the different skills that are required for different designations, different people designated in different departments have to be worked out. The inventory of manpower resources. It is very important to take an inventory of the total number of staff that are in the organization, what type of skills and capabilities they hold, if at all at any given time, redeployment from one department to another is necessary. It can be taken place easily. Change in functions and activities, as I said, redeployment from one department to the other. Today, most of the organizations are having multitasking training so that staff can work at more than one place when required. If the shortage is in one area or in one department, staff from another department who has the skills and training to do the job of that particular department can take the time to work in the other department. It may be a short transfer, a short redeployment, but the need is met in time. Career and succession planning. Succession planning is right from the roots. In the hospitality industry, career development programs are very important and it is a continuous process. As a tree grows, it has to be watered. A small plant has to grow into a tree. It has to be continuously taken care of and watered. Similarly, are the employees of the hospitality industry. They have to be trained and retrained. They have to be taken care of at every stage of their development in employment. Training at one time and then stopping will not give an encouragement to the staff, nor if he has to grow in another designation, from a lower designation to a higher designation, then it will become easy for him to take the responsibilities of the higher post. Sometimes they are called to continue in their present position but take up challenging responsibilities of a designation higher than the position they hold. At such time, short training is given to them where if they are found suitable, they are absorbed in that position. Objectives of career planning: attraction and retention of the right persons in the organization, better use of human resources, more satisfied and productive employees, reducing employee turnover and absenteeism, increasing utilization of managerial reserves available at all levels, retaining the right persons in the organization is very, very important. Hence, time-bound promotions, if they are implemented in all departments, this area can be tackled. Better use of human resources, more satisfied and productive employee. It is very important that a person employed in the hospitality is made use of in areas where he finds an inclination to work. In this area, he will give his best, he will be able to do the job functions well, and etc. Increasing utilization of managerial reserves available at all levels. In other organizations, we find that managers do less work, more desk work. Operational works are done by other at the lower level. But in hospitality, it is not so. The manager level employees also work equally hard as those down below. Objectives of career planning: improvement of morale and motivation of employees, overall achievement of organizational development, individuals with proper guidance and encouragement. In the hospitality industry, the human resource development department works for career planning of the employees at all times. These are the advantages of hospitality staff being exposed to career planning. They are motivated rightly. You find them always having schemes introduced departmental wise or within the organization. Employees that come regularly to work are given appreciation letters, gift vouchers from time to time. Even personal occasions like birthdays and wedding anniversaries of each staff are celebrated. Overall achievement of organizational development: when you are training staff, the whole organization will be developed. Individuals with proper guidance and encouragement. Every employee that has are undergoing career planning will be encouraged in one way or the other to do his best to meet the organizational goals. Career planning in hospitality. In hospitality, career planning is now regarded as an essential prerequisite for effective man management, organizational growth, and optimum productivity. When an organization has the right career planning for its employees, the man management will be effectively organized. We will not find surplus in any areas or any departments, nor we will not face any shortage in any areas. We will find that there is optimum productivity as the right man is placed in the right place for the right job. Introduction to orientation. Orientation is that type of training that is given to freshers, to new employees that have just joined the organization. Types of orientation: general property orientation and specific job orientation. General property orientation is given to all employees of all departments. When they join the organization, they are exposed to the organization structure, the organization chart. They are also exposed to the organization's various properties, the organization as a whole, the different areas of workplace, the different managers, head of departments. Everyone are known to the clearly expressed the views of the mission and vision statement of the organization. It is the property of not only the present property but also the properties in other areas. Specific job orientation is usually had according to the departments. All the employees recruited for one particular department have an orientation program separate. Say for example, if 10 persons are employed for front office, this group of 10 will have a separate orientation program on the work culture of that department. The job functions, the responsibilities, who head that department, where he stands in the organization chart of that department will be shown to him. It is during orientation that a person usually decides to stay or to leave. Hence, the orientation program is a stepping point for retention or separation. Orientation in hospitality. Most hospitality organizations conduct both type of orientation, that is property orientation and job orientation for their employees. New employees' decisions to stay or leave are often based on the experiences during orientation and training. The first 6 months of the career of a person joining an hospitality organization is very important. After orientation comes a number of training programs which the employee is exposed to from time to time. It is after this training program that he decides whether he should stay or leave the organization. Depending on this, he has to take his stand. Hence, every organization feels that so much time is spent on the recruitment process, so much amount cost of recruitment has been incurred. So it is advisable to have a good orientation training program and a feedback after the program. Here we see that employees who have been selected are also exposed to meals of the hotel, where they are able to taste and see the different types of food that they will be able to have when they join the organization. Employee counseling in hospitality. Requirements for effective counseling. Counseling for employees in the hospitality industry is again one of the very important areas of training. Individual desire to improve. Every individual should have the desire to improve. Then this training can be given effectively. Immediate stage, helping stage, need for counseling. There are different stages where this is taking place. Counseling of hospitality employees is very important because everything revolves around the attitude and the behavior of a hospitality employee. If a hospitality employee does not have the right attitude to bring out the intangibles attached to the product, it will be difficult to get customer satisfaction. Your counseling is given so that the desire to improve, once the desire to improve is there, counseling in different stages, the immediate stage, intermediate stage, the helping stage. Very often personal matters come into play in this area of counseling. Depression and emotional upsets are there in every personal life. Right counseling can wipe away these things, and concentration at workplace can be introduced. Counseling is an important area, especially because human relations here is very important. Interaction between staff and staff, interactions with the guest play a very important role. Through counseling, this can be brought up. Employee counseling. In hospitality, counseling helps in strengthening superior subordinate relationship. When we say superior, the one who is up, and subordinate is one who is down. So we have both, vice versa, that the subordinate's relation with the superiors or his supervisor, his team leader, his head of department is good. It will be strengthened. Relationship. It improves communication and helps employee to recombine their strength, weakness and potentials. Communication can be improved with proper counseling, the way a person speaks. Usually a person may be brought up in a background where the bad language is a way of life. This has to stop. Right counseling and communication skills can help a person to give up these habits attached to him. The training process. The four-step training and development process. After orientation comes the training process, where all fresh employees who join the organization is given special training programs. This depends on need analysis, instructional design, implementation and evaluation. Need analysis is the need of that particular department, what he will need most in that department. Instructional design is through a classroom, instructions are given to the employees. Mainly it is conduct, behavior, sincerity, honesty and all the qualities that are required for the hospitality employees. Implementation of certain rules and regulations they are exposed to. Like hospitality staff cannot smoke on duty, they cannot drink on duty. So this all is explained to them in the training program. Evaluation is then done with the set goals of the organization. How much the training program has changed the employee from the time he had joined to the time he is ready to be confirmed. Training in hospitality. In hospitality training today plays a key role in the performance management process, which is the key process for employees to ensure employees are working towards organizational goals. Here you can see a classroom being taken, classroom training, where certain things are explained to the employees, whereas practical explaining is given in bed making, where every organization has a particular set method of making the beds. Importance and benefit of training. The benefits of training in hospitality is training will bring out higher productivity, better organizational climate, less supervision. If right training is given, then the supervisor need not be after the team workers, but they will do their job according to the training that has been provided to them. Prevent manpower obsolescence, economical operations, prevents accidents at workplace. In this training program, we can have the emergency exits, the fire training given to all employees. The methods of evacuation in times of emergency is also provided. Improves quality, not only quality at workplace, but quality of life. Greater loyalty. Repeated trainings can bring good loyalty within the staff. To fulfill organization's future personnel needs, training may be given to lower designated staff when they are in time for their promotions, so that they are given the right training in that direction, so they can, future personnel needs can be taken care of. At the time of training, or an examination is usually given after the training, according to this, we could evaluate the staff whether they'll be able to take up higher responsibilities, and hence future personnel needs can be recorded. Standardization of procedures. Many procedures in the hospitality industry are standardized. Like, we have standard recipes for every dish that is on the menu. We have the standard breakfast tray, how it has to be placed, where the cup, saucer, etc. has to be placed is very, very important. So these are all standard procedures, pest control, standard procedures for pest control, standard procedures for cleaning of guest rooms, bathrooms, public areas. All these standard procedures can be explained through a training program that is given from time to time. Training in hospitality. Employee training is a specialized function and is one of the fundamental operative functions of Human Resource Development Department of the hospitality industry. Fundamental operative functions. If human resource does not give the right training, we will find a lot of lapses occurring in the way people work in their hospitality. They will not have the right attitude, they will not know the methods of doing certain jobs, etc. So the Human Resource Development Department has to provide training so that the organization has smooth functioning of the department, of every department. Personal development. Personal development is very important. This is a specialized training provided to all employees who join the organization. It may be also given as a refresher training for people who have completed 10 years of service in the particular hospitality organization. Personal development is a development of your personal attributes. Self-awareness is, you have to be aware who you are, that you belong to this organization, that you are paid to do your job, that you are an individual that the organization needs. Self-knowledge, you should improve your knowledge at all times. Identity, talents, whatever the talents you have is very important. Potentials, what are the potentials you can develop in your present job? We are considered as human capital. The hospitality staff is considered as human capital. Hence, we are very valuable to the industry. Knowing this, we have to see that we retain our position rightly. Quality of life also improves with self-development. The quality of life improves. We know how to tackle situations. We know how to react with complex situations. We have a dream, and the dream is to follow our success in this line. Aspirations, self-awareness, as we said before. Types of training program. Induction or orientation training. The first one is induction and orientation that takes place at the time when you join the organization, right at the beginning. Job training is on that particular job designation that you are, you get a training. Promotional training, when you are going to get a promotion, you are given training for to hold the additional responsibilities that come with your new designation. Refresher training. If you are in a position for a long time, the organization or the human resource department organizes a training for you where you are refreshed with the job functions, etc. Apprenticeship training is a training that are given to apprentices who join for a short time. Internship training is also a training given to interns that are coming from the various hospitality institutes. This is basically training to students who come to the hotel to learn the different jobs and how the process goes on in the practical experience that is required during doing the hospitality educational training. Training employees. In hospitality, training is given to both old and new employees throughout their stay in the organization. Very often, most of the hospitality units, for example, five-star hotels, bring different chefs from other hotels abroad to teach new techniques in food production to their chefs. Not only the new staff, but even the old staff are trained from time to time to update themselves with the new processes and procedures of different functions. Training and development methods. Selection of a training method. Selection of a particular training method is very important. Knowing our requirement, for whom we are training, who we are training, how much time duration is required for this training, we can decide on the training method. Nature of the problem area. Which area in the organization requires training? Levels of training in the organization's hierarchy. Methods availability to hold the interest. Most of the hospitality staff are not interested in training. So we have to hold their interest, and hence the training should be so good that they appreciate it and they require it. Ability of competent trainers. The trainers should be good so that the interest is there. Availability of finance and availability of time. Usually the hotels do not bother about the cost of the training, but they are always faced with the last, that is the availability of time. Time is the most important thing that the hotel industry or the hospitality industry faces where training is concerned. First and foremost, staff cannot be released for training at any particular time. The total number of staff, so group-wise training has to be given in small groups or large groups. Secondly, if training is given to a particular group of staff on their day off, they fail to come for this training. Hence, optional offs have to be provided to the staff. There is a lot of planning that the Human Resource Development Department has to do before they initiate a training program. Training employees. In hospitality, the training and developing program are carefully planned for different types of employees at different levels. We cannot have one type of training program for all the levels of employee. It has to be very carefully planned. Staff who have completed 1 year in the organization requires a different type of training. Whereas staff who have completed 10 years in the organization will be given a different type of training. elder, the older staff has to be given training in the use of modern equipment and especially in the use of computers, whereas the fresh staff has to be given training for the specifications used by the organization, how to use the specifications that are in use in the organization. Evaluation of training, types of training evaluation, content evaluation. Content is what the course holds. Input evaluations, how much input, how much it has helped you in gaining the knowledge or the skill, or how much it will help you in bringing about a change in your working life and your personal life. Outcome evaluation, what is the outcome of this training program? What I am going to make use of, what I have received from this training program, how I am going to make use of it. Evaluation in hospitality is also done through classroom, through PowerPoint programs, etc., where the organization shows you past achievements of the organization and the present need of the organization. Evaluation in hospitality. In hospitality, the employees are evaluated by comparing their newly acquired skills with the skills defined by the goals of the training program. Usually every training program comes with goals, and the achievement of this training program is comparing the newly achieved skills with the skills already defined by the goals. Every training program, the employees will be enriched with certain skills, certain attributes, certain attitudes which they may have to change. All this has to be recorded and made into a statement. Thank you.